诗篇七十三篇二十五到二十六节。
Psalm 73 verses 25 and 26。
除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。我的肉体和我的心肠衰残，但神是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。
Whom have I in heaven but you? And besides you, I desire nothing on earth. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
让我们在神的面前来向他祷告。
Let us pray before God.
全能的天父上帝，今天早上我们到你的面前来敬拜你。
The Almighty Father God, as we come together to worship you this morning.
求主你打开我们的心。
Please open our hearts.
也打开我们的眼睛。
Also open our eyes.
让我们从你的话语看到你的荣美。
So we can see through your words, your beauty.
看到你的伟大。
And your greatness.
看到你是那位创造天地的主。
And to see that you are the Creator God.
因此我们在你的面前求你改变我们的心。
Please change our heart, O Lord.
让我们看到你是那位创造天地伟大的真神。
Help us see that you are the Creator God and the one true God.
主啊，今天早上求你安静我们的心灵。
Father, please calm our hearts this morning.
让我们的敬拜蒙你的喜悦。
May our worship be pleasing to you.
让我们的敬拜能够经历到你是那位高超伟大的神。
May our worship help us experience your greatness.
主啊，我们把今天在众每一位弟兄姐妹交托在你的手中。
We lift up everyone present in your hands.
求主你带领我们的敬拜。
Please guide and lead our worship.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
今天我们再次回到这个耶伯记。
This morning we once again come back to the book of Job.
今天的题目是宇宙彰显神智慧。
The topic is the universe's place, the wisdom of God.
我们要来看一段经文，耶伯记38章第1到第6节。
We're going to look at scripture is Job chapter 38 verses 1 through 6.
耶伯记第38章第1节。那时耶和华从旋风中回答耶伯说，谁用无知的言语使我的旨意暧昧不明？你要加如勇士束腰，我问你，你可以指示我，我立大地根基的时候你在哪里呢？你若有聪明只管说吧，你若晓得就说，是谁定地的尺度？是谁把准绳拉在其上？地的根基安置在何处？地的脚石是谁安放的？
Job chapter 38 verse 1. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge?Now gird up your loins like a man, and I will ask you, and you instruct me. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who set its measurements, since you know? Or who stretched the line on it? On what were its bases sunk? Or who laid its cornerstone?
如果你还记得的话，上次我讲到这个耶伯记31章。
If you still remember, last time, I preached on Job chapter 31.
在耶伯记31章，耶伯极力地为自己辩白。
And in chapter 31, Job insist on his innocence.
啊，表明自己是无辜和清白的。
And he showed that he is innocent and he's clean.
那过后他就安静在神的面前。
And after that, he was silent before God.
啊，等候神的回应。
Waiting upon God's answer.
啊，希望神给他答案。
He was hoping God will answer him.
那耶伯的话讲完之后。
And after Job spoke.
啊，接下来是以利户的讲论。
It was Elihu's speech.
啊，以利户的讲论长达六章的经文。
His speech lasted six chapters.
啊，也就是耶伯记三十二章到三十七章。
And it is Job chapter 32 through chapter 37.
所以在以利户的讲论结束之前。
And before Elihu's conclude his speech.
啊，他强调神的伟大。
He stressed the greatness of God.
啊，并且以这个大自然的奇妙来形容神的智慧。
And he used how wonderful the natural world is to describe God's wisdom.
以利户显然要把这个焦点集中在神的身上。
Elihu clearly want to focus on God.
啊，希望耶伯能够看见神的奇妙，还有神的智慧。
He was hoping that Job can see, how wonderful God is and how, wise God is.
啊，同时也看到神的高超，还有神的伟大。
And also God's, superiority and his greatness.
那来到耶伯记三十八章，也就是今天我们所看的经文。
And then when we arrive at chapter 38, which is the scripture we looked at this morning.
那神第一次在旋风显现。
God appeared in the whirlwind the first time.
啊，向耶伯启示。
And he revealed to Job.
那神的启示有两方面。
There are two aspects of his revelation.
那第一就是神启示他创造的智慧。
First, he revealed of his wisdom in creation.
然后第二方面，神创造两个奇异的动物。
And secondly, God created two mysterious animals.
那今天早上我们只来看神向耶伯的第一个启示。
This morning we only look at the first one, which is God's first revelation.
那根据耶伯记40章第一到第二节的记载。
So according to Job chapter 40 verses 1 to 2.
那耶和华又对耶伯说，强辩的岂可能可与全能者争论吗？与神辩驳的可以回答这些吧。
Shall a fault finder contend with the Almighty? He who argues with God, let him answer it.
那这段经文神称耶伯为强辩的以神辩驳的人。
So here, God called Job a fault finder and he who argues with God.
那神反问耶伯，提醒他不要一直为自己的无辜来争辩。
So God here is questioning Job and telling him, do not insist on your innocence.
而要从这个世界和这个宇宙的创造来体会神的全能。
But he ought to look at the world and the universe creation to understand God's strength.
耶伯曾经多次的刁难神。
Job repeatedly make it difficult for God.
啊，向神发出许多的问题和挑战。
He challenges God.
那现在神用更多的问题来责问耶伯。
And so here God is using numerous questions to rebuke Job.
啊，耶伯记38章第一节到第三节。
So in Job chapter 38 verses 1 through 3.
那时耶和华从旋风中回答耶伯说， 谁用无知的言语使我的旨意暧昧不明？你要如勇士束腰，我问你，你可以指示我。
Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Dress for action like a man. I will question you, and you make it known to me.
那耶和华是神其中的一个名字。
Yahweh is one of God's names.
就是强调神的主权。
And it stresses God's sovereignty.
同时也说明他与人立业的关系。
And it also, and it also said about God's establishing covenant with man.
所以这个在耶伯记这38章第一节说神从这个旋风回答耶伯。
In verse 1 it says God answered Job in the whirlwind.
他的目的就是要显明他的旨意。
The purpose is for him to show his will.
那神跟耶伯对话。
God has a conversation with Job.
要给耶伯解开困扰他心中很久的问题。
And it's to explain away, some of the, unexplainable questions Job had.
那他神用了一连串那个讽刺性的问题来拷问耶伯。
So God used a slew of stinging questions, to ask Job.
那使到耶伯感到惊讶而且恐慌。
And it caused Job to feel fearful and also he was surprised.
所以在这边我们看到这个旋是指这个狂风暴雨或者等这个超自然的现象。
So the whirlwind is talking aboutreal big wind and storm, and it's to talk about, something that happens in nature.
神在这个旋风中向耶伯显现。
So God revealed himself to Job in the whirlwind.
使耶伯看见他的荣光，但是却看不见他的本相。
So Job can see the glory, but He cannot see God himself.
然后在诗篇里面我们可以看到多次描述到神显现的现象。
In Psalm, frequently it describes how God appeared to man.
其中有这个雷电。
There were lightning.
乌云。
There were dark clouds.
还有这个烈火等等的超自然现象。
And there were, great fire, which is supernatural.
所以神两次向耶伯发出这个挑战。
So twice God challenges Job.
第一个挑战是在38章第三节。
The first one is in verse 3.
你要如勇士束腰，我问你，你可以指示我。
Dress for action like a man. I will question you, and you make it known to me.
那第二个挑战者是在耶伯记40章第七节。
And the second challenge came on chapter 40, verse 7.
同样的说你要如勇士束腰，我问你，你可以指示我。
In the same way, dress for action like a man, I will question you and you make it known to me.
所以你要如勇士束腰这句话说明神吩咐耶伯要做好准备来回答神所要问他的问题。
So here it says, dress for action like a man. God is telling Job, you better be ready to answer my questions.
神还称若耶伯为勇士。
So God, told, Job he is a man.
好像在表扬耶伯一样。
It's like he is, praising Job.
说他虽然经历这么大的苦难，却没有像这个被苦难难倒。
Even though he has gone experienced such great difficulty, yet he was not defeated.
所以神向耶伯发出一连串的问题。
So God asked Job a bunch of questions.
他的目的不是要回答耶伯所问的问题。
The purpose is not to answer Job's question.
而是要给耶伯一个启发。
But it is to enlighten Job.
帮助他从神的角度来思考他在苦难中所问的问题。
It's to help him to look at his difficulty, from the point of view of God.
那过去耶伯只是从自己的角度来看自己的处境。
In the past, Job was looking at his own difficulty, look at his own situation through his own eyes.
那现在神要把耶伯从一个狭窄主观的看法领出来。
So here, God wants to lead him out of this narrow, subjective point of view.
那神要向耶伯宣告他的全能，还有他的伟大。
God is proclaiming to Job, of his great power and his strength.
让耶伯看见神旨意的广阔和高深。
To let him see God's, broad and profound will.
所以在耶伯记38章第二节这么说。
So in chapter 38 verse 2 it says,
谁用无知的言语使我的旨意暗昧不明。
Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge?
所以我们看到这句说谁用无知的言语说明耶伯不但不明白神的旨意。
So here it says,Who is this that darkens counsel by words? It's saying that Job does not understand God's will.
反而提出许多错误的这个判断和解释。
And actually talk a lot about wrong, decision and wrong explanation.
那个旨意就是指这个神的计划。
Will is talking about God's plan.
就是指神在这个宇宙、人类历史、人生命中的旨意。
And it's talking about God's will in the universe, in man's history, and also in personal life.
那神的旨意包括几方面。
There are several aspects of God's will.
第一，神在宇宙中所设立的自然定律还有次序。
First, God established law and order in the, natural world.
那第二，神对世界和人类的保守还有坚固。
Second, God's protection and guidance in man's history.
然后第三，神在人类历史中的治理。
Third, God's governance in man's history.
然后最后就是神在个人生活中的安排和引导。
And lastly, is God'sguidance in personal life.
神的旨意广阔又高深。
God's will is, broad and profound.
是人没有办法理解的。
Men cannot understand.
神曾经借着先知以赛亚对以色列人说。
Through prophet Isaiah, God told the Israelites.
耶和华说，我的意念非同你们的意念。我的道路非同你们的道路，天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
所以神向耶伯发出一连串的问题。
So God asked Job a bunch of questions.
目的就是要考验耶伯的看法。
And it is to test, Job's point of view.
希望耶伯能够从这个悲哀、抱怨和自我中心的那种心态走出来。
He was hoping that Job would leave his sadness, his complaint, and his egotistical point of view.
那神要耶伯从这个神的角度来思考他所面对的问题。
God wants Job to look at his situation from God's point of view.
而从这个宇宙和天地的创造来看，神的智慧还有他的旨意。
And to see God's wisdom and will through the universe, through the creation of the universe.
那神对耶伯的看法和他的回应，一共有七方面。
So God's point of view of Job and also how he responds to Job includes seven aspects.
所以当第一，当耶伯遇到这个苦难的时候。
So first of all, when Job faces difficulty.
那他在第九章埋怨神使这个世界颠倒。
In chapter 7, or in chapter 9, he complained that God has made the world upside down.
他发怒把山翻倒挪移，山必不知觉。他使地震动离其本位，地的柱子就摇撼。他吩咐日头不出来就不出来，又封闭众星。
He who removes mountains and they know it not, when he overturns them in his anger, who shakes the earth out of its place and its pillars tremble, who commands the sun and it does not rise, who seals up the stars.
那针对耶伯的埋怨。
So, against Job's complaint.
那神向他发出一连串的这个问题。
God asked Job a bunch of questions.
来显露耶伯的无知。
To expose Job's ignorance.
所以在这段经文的记载说，我立大地，这个是神所讲的话。我立大地根基的时候，你在哪里呢？
So here God told, asked Job, where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth?
你若有聪明，只管说吧。
Tell me if you have understanding.
你若晓得，就说是谁定地的尺度。
Who determined its measurements? Surely you know.
是谁把这个准绳拉在其上？
Or who stretched the line upon it?
地的根基安置在何处？
Or on what were its bases sunk?
地的脚石是谁安放的？
Or who laid its cornerstone?
那时晨星一同歌唱，神的众子也都欢呼。
When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy,
那耶伯说是神使到这个世界颠倒，造成这个混乱。
So Job said, God causes the world to go upside down, causes confusion.
但神却让这个耶伯看见神创造世界的智慧还有他的美好。
But God let Job see that when he created the world, it is with wisdom and it is good.
神好比一个聪明的工程师或者这个建筑师。
God is just like a wise engineer or a builder.
设计创造一个完美又稳定的世界。
He planned and also made a good and stable earth.
就如箴言三章第十九二十节所说。
Just as it said in Proverbs chapter 3 verses 19 to 20.
耶和华以智慧立地，以聪明定天，以知识使深渊裂开，使天宫底下甘露。
The Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding, he established the heavens. By his knowledge, the deeps broke open, and the clouds dropped down the dew.
那耶伯除了埋怨神说，神使这个世界颠倒。他还埋怨神说埋怨神限制他。
So besides complaining about God causing the earth to go upside down, Job also complained that God has a lot of limitation.
那在三章第二十三节说。
In verse 3, verse 23 it says,
人的道路既然遮掩，神又把他四面围困。为何有光赐给他呢？
Why is light given to a man whose way is hidden, whom God has hedged in?
而在七章十二节又说，我对神说，我岂是海洋，岂是大鱼，你竟防守我呢？
And then again in chapter 7 verse 12, am I the sea or a sea monster that you set a guard over me?
那针对耶伯的申诉，
So against Job's complaint,
那神在耶伯记38章第8到11节对耶伯说，
So God replied in chapter 38 verses 8 through 11.
他说海水冲出如出胎泡那时谁将它关闭呢？是我用银彩当海的衣服，用幽暗当包裹它的布，为它定界限，又安门而爽，说你只可在这里，不可越过，你狂傲的浪要到此止住。
Or who shut in the sea with doors when it burst out from the womb? When I make clouds its garment and thick darkness its waddling band, and prescribed limits for it, and set bars and doors, and said, Thus far shall you come and no further, and here shall your proud waves be stayed.
所以这个海水好像这个狂傲的一个怪音。
So the waves is like a, weird, baby.
Baby, yeah. 在这个广阔的海洋中兴风作浪。
It's like he was creating waves in this ocean.
可是神好像一位接生妇一样。
And God is like a midwife.
把这个衣服用这个衣服把这个胎儿包裹起来使它安静。
And he swaddled the baby to calm him.
神为这个海洋定界限。
God has set limitation for the sea.
用这个门栓把它锁住。
And use the door to stop it.
Latch.
Or to latch it.
使到他不至于患难造成这个水患然后侵患这个人类。
So that it will not overflow became, a disaster and cause harm to men.
所以神为这个海洋定这个界限有两个含义。
So there are two meanings to when God set limitation for the sea.
第一就是神所创造的大地是一个井然有秩序一个海和陆地分明的一个地球。
So when God created the earth, it is an earth that has order. It has the sea and the earth are clearly separated.
那第二方面，我们看到这个狂猛的海洋，虽然它汹涌，但是神却能将这个狂傲的海浪止住。使它不能够侵犯人类。
So even though the sea may have monstrous waves, yet God can stop them so that they will not hurt mankind.
那神要让列伯看见神的限制是有计划的。
God wants to let Job see that God set limitation for a purpose.
目的就是要防止这个混乱。
And it is to stop confusion.
那使到这个世界有稳定和平安。
So that the world have stability and peace.
然后第三点，耶和华埋怨神，让这个恶人兴旺。
The third aspect, Job was complaining that God allowed evil to be prosperous.
在耶伯记第九章二十二到二十四节说。
So here in Job, chapter 9 verse 22 to 24, it says.
他说善恶无分都是一样。所以我说完全人和恶人他都灭绝。若忽然遭杀害之祸他必弃效无辜的人依难。世界交在恶人手中蒙蔽世界。审判官的脸若不是他是谁呢
It is all one. Therefore, I say, he destroys both the blameless and the wicked. When disaster brings sudden death, he mocks at the calamity of the innocent. The earth is given into the hand of the wicked. He covers the faces of his judges. If it is not he, who then is it?
那耶伯埋怨神说，为什么恶人会兴旺？
So Job complained, why would the evil be prosperous?
啊，这个是神的回答。
And this is what God said.
而你自身以来曾命定晨光，使清晨的日光知道本位，叫这光普照地的四季，将恶人从其中驱逐出来吗？因这光地面改变如泥上印印，万物出现如衣服一样，亮光不照恶人，强横的膀臂也必折断。
Have you commanded the morning since your days began, and caused the dawn to know its place, that it might take hold of the skirts of the earth, and the wicked be shaken out of it? It is changed like clay under the seal, and its features stand out like a garment. From the wicked their light is withheld, and their uplifted arm is broken.
那耶伯认为这个世界上没有公平。
Job thought that there is no justice in the world.
善恶不分，光明与黑暗的界限不分明。
There's no discernment and there is no difference in light and day.
那可是神却让耶伯处处看到光明的重影。
But God let Job see that there are traces of light.
那黑暗虽然阴森又灰暗，
Even though darkness is dark and deep,
那可是却不能够胜过这个晨光的明亮。
Yet it cannot overcome the light at the dawn.
那只要光一出来，黑暗就消失掉。
As soon as the light appears, darkness will go away.
一个恶人虽然他兴旺，
Even though the evil prosper,
但是他们的平顺只不过是暂时的。
Yet it is only temporary.
在这个晨光的光照下，就不能受黑暗的遮盖，继续的作恶。
With light shining, darkness can no longer or continue to do its harm.
就如诗篇第一章第四节说，
Just as it said in Psalm chapter 1 verse 4,
恶人必不是这样，乃像糠秕被风吹散。
The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away.
所以在这段经文里面，我们看到这个本位。
So here in this scripture, it mentioned its place.
那本位说明神为这个光明所指定的位置。
Its place means God has established a place for light.
那显示这个世界井然又有秩序。
To show that the world has law and order.
这光跟暗是分明的。
Light and darkness are separated.
并非是耶伯所想象的那么杂乱。
It is notconfused like Job thought.
I know 我们看到这个如泥上印印。
And then like clay under the seal.
这个是指这个清晨的阳光照在地面上的影印。
It's talking about the morning sun shining, on the seal.
然后在这个黑暗中，这个地形是模糊的。
In darkness, the form is not clear.
那但是在晨光的照耀之下，变得清澈又明朗。
But in the morning, under the morning sun, everything is clear.
好像没有形状的泥被盖上这个印一样。
Just like clay, that was stamped with a seal.
然后第四方面。
The fourth aspect.
那根据这个耶伯记第三章第三节的记载，耶伯渴望自己死了更加好。
According to Job chapter 3 verse 3, Job thought that it is better if he died.
耶伯生的那日和朔怀了男胎的那夜都灭没。
Let the day perish on which I was born, and the night that said a man is conceived.
那耶伯因为他不能够承受这个极大的痛苦。
Because Job cannot stand this great pain.
他曾经咒诅过自己的生日。
He had cursed his own birthday.
希望能够在死里得安息。
He was hoping that he will rest if he died.
那可是神以深深的海洋。
But God used the deep sea.
阴间的极限来反问耶伯。
The darkness of Hades to ask Job.
在这段经文里面，神问耶伯说：“你曾进到海盐，或在深渊的隐秘处行走吗？”
So here, God asked Job, "Have you entered into the springs of the sea, or walked in the recesses of the deep?"
死亡的门曾向你显露吗？死因的门你曾见过吗？
Have the gates of death been revealed to you, or have you seen the gates of deep darkness?
地的广大你能明透吗？你若全知道，只管说吧。光明的居所从何而至？黑暗的本位在以何处？你能带到本境，能看明其事之路吗？
Have you comprehended the expanse of the earth? Declare if you know all this. Where is the way to the dwelling of light? And where is the place of darkness? That you may take it to its territory, and that you may concern the paths of its home.
那神以一连串的问题把耶伯问得哑口无言。
So God used a slew of questions to ask Job, and he had nothing to answer.
那显示出耶伯的智慧还有他的知识极其有限。
To show the, that Job's wisdom and his knowledge are limited.
那其实不只是耶伯他的知识他的智慧这么有限。
So, it's actually that Job's wisdom and his knowledge is very limited.
那同样的我们的人智慧我们的知识也是很有限。
And just like Job, our knowledge and wisdom is also very limited.
所以耶伯希望自己生下来那天就死掉。
So Job was hoping that the day he was born, he died.
那因此神反问耶伯有没有到过海洋的深处。
And therefore, God asked Job, have you ever been to the depth of the sea?
或者跨过这个阴间的门槛。
Or have you crossed over into darkness?
所以神提醒耶伯不要异想天开。
So God is reminding Job, don't think you're great.
可以在死里得安息。
That you will rest when you die.
是不是有些人以为哎呀死掉就算了什么都没有了。
There are some people that thought, oh, it's okay if I die, there will be nothing.
那神要让耶伯看见人的生命在神的手中。
God wants Job to see that man's life is in God's hand.
那只有在神里面的人才能有真正的安息。
Only those who are in God can have true peace.
就如主耶稣在马太福音第十一章二十八节说。
Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11:28.
他说凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来我就使你们得安息。
Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
那第五方面。
The fifth aspect.
那耶伯在十二章那边埋怨神说他拆毁摧残。
So in chapter 12,Verse 13 to 15, Job complained that God destroyed and he devastated.
那么在神有智慧和能力，他有谋略和知识，他拆毁的就不能再建造，他捆住的便不得开始，他把水留住，水便枯干，他再发出水来，水就翻地。
With God are wisdom and might. He has counsel and understanding. If he tears down, none can rebuild. If he shuts the man in, none can open. If he withholds the waters, they dry up. If he sends them out, they overwhelm the land.
所以伯埋怨神拆毁摧残。
So Job complained that God tears down and he destroys.
那但是神却问叶伯说。
But God asked Job.
他说你的年纪不小。
He said, you are not young.
能了解光明黑暗的本质吗?
But can you understand the nature of light and darkness?
能够掌控气候万象的形成吗?
Can you control what happened in nature and weather?
所以神在38章这段经文对叶伯说。
So here God told Job.
你总知道因为你早已生在世上，你日子的数目也多，就说明叶伯也不年轻了。你曾进入血库，曾见过爆仓吗？这血爆乃是我为降灾地打仗和征战的日子所预备的。
You know, for you were born then.And the number of your days is great, which means Job is not a young man. Have you entered the storehouses of the snow? Or have you seen the storehouses of the hail, which I have reserved for the time of trouble, for the day of battle and war?
光亮从何路分开？东风从何路分散天地？谁为雨水分道？谁为雷电开路？死雨降在无人之地，无人居住的旷野。
What is the way to the place where the light is distributed, or where the east wind is scattered upon the earth? Who has cleft a channel for the torrents of rain and a way for the thunderbolt to bring rain on a land where no man is, on the desert in which there is no man?
是荒废凄凉之地得以丰足，青草得以发生，鱼有腹吗？露水珠是谁生的呢？冰处于谁的胎？天上的霜是谁生的呢？珠水坚硬如石头，深渊之面凝结成冰。
To satisfy the waste and desolate land, and to make the ground sprout with grass, has the rain a father?Or who has begotten the drops of dew? From whose womb did the ice come forth? And who has given birth to the frost of heaven? The waters become hard like stone, and the face of the deep is frozen.
那神设定这个气候万象。
God has established the weather pattern.
那虽然这个气候变化多端。
Even though the weather will change.
那使到人感到困惑不明白。
Man will not understand and will be mystery.
但对神来说，这只不过是他用来照顾人群的一个途径。
But God, this is only a channel where he can bless man.
那至于叶伯不能了解苦难所带来的困扰。
And for Job, he cannot understand the pain that was brought forth by his suffering.
他只需知道一切都在神的坚固和掌控下。
All he needs to know is that God has control of everything.
第六方面。
The sixth aspect.
那叶伯在12章埋怨神造成这个社会的混乱。
In chapter 12, Job complained that God caused confusion in the society.
他将深奥的事从黑暗中彰显。使死因显为光明，他使邦国兴旺而又毁灭，他使邦国开 开广而又怒气。
He uncovers the depths out of darkness and brings deep darkness to light. He makes nations great and he destroys them. He enlarges nations and leads them away.
那他将地上民中首领的聪明夺去，使他们在荒废无路之地漂流。他们无光，在黑暗中摸索，又使他们东歪西倒，像醉酒的人一样。
He takes away understanding from the chiefs of the people of the earth and makes them wander in a trackless waste. They grope in the dark without light, and he makes them stagger like a drunken man.
所以耶伯埋怨神使这个社会动荡不安。
So Job complained that God caused society to have unrest.
那神就在38章反问耶伯。
So here Job asks, God asks Job in chapter 38.
神问耶伯说，你能吸住这个锚心的结吗？能解开参心的带吗？你能按时领出十二宫吗？能引导北斗和随他的重心吗？你知道天的定力吗？能使地归在天的权下吗？
So here God asks Job, can you bind the chains of the Pleiades or loose the cords of Orion? Can you lead forth the Maseroth in the season, or can you guide the bear with his children? Do you know the ordinances of the heavens? Can you establish the rule on the earth?
那世上一切，按照圣经所说，世上一切都是神所创造的。
According to the Bible,Everything on earth is created by God.
包括宇宙所有的星宿。
Including all of the stars in the universe.
那因此神有这个权能这里说洗住解开领出引导这天上的众星。
And so only God, have the authority to bind, to loose, to let forth, to guide,And ordinances.
神也为这众星设立这个定律。
And God also has set up ordinances for the stars.
那使这个众星挂在天上。
So that they remain in the sky.
在他们的本位上旋转运行。
And they remain in their ordinance to continue to move.
To go around, to orbit or whatever. 那所有的星辰都要听从神的命令。
All the stars have to listen to God's order.
耶伯只不过是一个卑微渺小的人。
Job is a lowly person.
没有能力管理天上的星辰。
He cannot, he do not have the power to control the sky.
只能够欣赏赞叹神创造的奇妙。
He can only admire and praise the wondrous creation of God.
就好像诗人那样赞叹地说。
Just as the psalmist said.
诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork.
那耶伯第七方面呢？
So the seventh aspect.
那耶伯埋怨神并非无所不知。
Job complained that God is not all knowing.
在耶伯记22章神根记，这个是神根据耶伯所说的，这个耶伯所讲的话。
So this is what Job said in chapter 22.
你说神知道什么？你千万不要这么想啊！他岂能看透幽暗施行审判吗？密云将他遮盖，使他不能看见，他周游穹苍。
This is what Job said. But you said, "What does God know? Can he judge through the deep darkness? Thick clouds veil him." So that he does not see and he walks on the vault of heaven.
以利法曾经指责耶伯这个对神的埋怨。
Eliphaz had once rebuked Job that he complained so much.
说耶伯竟然敢说神知识不足。
And how dare he said that God does not have enough knowledge.
判断错误。
And he judged wrong.
那如今神回答耶伯说。
So here, God answered Job.
他说你能像云彩扬起身来，使倾盆的雨遮盖你吗？你能发出闪电，叫他行走行去，使他对你说：“我们在这里。”
Can you lift up your voice to the clouds that a flood of waters may cover you? Can you send forth lightnings that they may go and say to you, "Here we are"?
然后谁将智慧放在怀中？谁将聪明赐予内心？谁能用智慧数算银财呢？那尘土聚集成团，土块紧紧结连，那时谁能倾倒天上的瓶呢？
Who has put wisdom in the inward parts or given understanding to the mind? Who can number the clouds by wisdom? Or who can tilt the water skins of the heavens?When the dust runs into a mass and the clots stick fast together.
只有神能够有这个能力掌管宇宙的万有。
Only God can control the heaven and the earth.
所以当我们看到天上闪电的时候。
So when we see lightning in the sky.
是神在掌控。
God is in control.
而当我们看到天上这个雨降下来的时候
When we see rain from the sky,
是神在掌控
God is in control.
所以这些我们在宇宙里面所看到的
So what we see in the universe,
那说明神的智慧的创造以及他的慈爱还有他的坚固
And it explained to usGod's wisdom and His guidance and His love for us.
在以赛亚书第55章第8到第9节。
So that's why it said in Isaiah chapter 55, 8 to 9.
耶和华说，我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
让我们谦卑在神的面前。
May we humble ourselves before God.
承认我们的有限。
To acknowledge our limitedness.
来忠心的来跟随这位神。
And to faithfully follow this God.
让我们在神的面前同心一起祷告。
Let us come before the Lord and pray with one heart.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, thank you for the words you have given us today.
求主你帮助我们看到我们实在是一个很渺小的人。
Help us to see that we are indeed very small.
我们的知识非常有限。
And our knowledge is very limited.
我们所知道的只不过是一点点。
All we know is just a little speck.
就好像今天全世界所面对的处境。
Just as the whole world is facing today.
我们不能够明白。
We do not understand.
但是我们知道你在掌控。
But we know that you are in control.
你是那位全知的神。
You are the all-knowing God.
因此帮助我们来信靠你。
So please help us to have faith in you.
无论情况怎么样。
No matter how the situation is.
我们要依靠你。
Help us to rely on you.
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.